May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I want to share just an incredibly encouraging little section of Scripture. This is Song of Solomon, chapter 6, and the very first part of chapter 7. And towards the, again, Song of Solomon, amazing book, and it's really primarily a book about your relationship with Jesus. And Solomon represents Christ, the main character who's called the Shulamite, represents the believer. Every believer is born into union with Christ. But not every believer makes the passion of their life pursuing a full experience and manifestation of that union with Christ. The Song of Solomon is about a believer who's decided that that's the great passion of their life, to experience as much as possible and to manifest as much as possible the fullness of Christ. And there are other characters, there are the daughters of Jerusalem, and the daughters of Jerusalem are believers who love Jesus, but they've not yet sold out to that, and the place of radical pursuit and surrender and that's involved. But as the book progresses, there's this obvious progression of what Galatians talks about, that in this Shulamite, Christ is being formed in her. The word again, that word form means morph, that this Christ, we don't get more of Christ, he just gets more experientially of us, and she's beginning to morph into the transformation of looking like him. And so in this little section of Scripture, the word Shulamite's used in one verse, in verse 13 of chapter 6. It's used twice, and it's the only place in all the Bible the word Shulamite's used. And the word Shulamite is actually the Hebrew feminine for Solomon. And Solomon just means peace or prince of peace. And so it's used here because this is later enough in the journey to where she's beginning, the fact that she's becoming Christ-like is noticeable to those around her. And in this section of chapter 6, Jesus is just boasting in her journey. But at some point, the daughters of Jerusalem, the other believers who have been watching with fascination this growing transformation, they began to talk about her growth and the changes they've watched happen in her life. And at some point, and this is verse 13, it starts off in some ways like one of the saddest places in Scripture, but it ends at one of the most encouraging places. And so the daughters of Jerusalem, they're looking at this Shulamite, and this is again the first time the word Shulamite's used, and they use it twice. They say, "You look like him." So they say, come back, O Shulamite. Come back, that we may gaze at you. And then Solomon breaks in and responds to their cry. And he says, "Why should you gaze at the Shulamite as at the dance of the Mahayim, or the dance of two companies?" They're watching this life and they're saying, "Come back, we want to see more. We want you to get closer." But Solomon says, "Why do you gaze at her? Why do you want her to come back? Why do you want the Shulamite to come back and gaze at her as at the dance of the Mahayim?" The word Mahayim is a Hebrew word that means two companies or two camps, but it was first used in Genesis 32. And in Genesis 32, after the years that Jacob had spent in Laban's household, and he's now leaving Laban's household with all of his company, and he's going to enter back into the land of Canaan, which was the promised land. And as he enters in, the first place he enters into, angels encounter him, a company of angels. And when it's after the experience, he names the place Mahayim. Now, of course, in Genesis 28, when he named a place Bethel, is when Jacob's ladder and the angels were ascending, descending on him. But the idea is that at Mahayim, there was this intermingling of heaven and earth. And so when he says to the daughters of Jerusalem, who are saying, "Come back four times, come back, come back, come back, come back, O Shulamite, that we may gaze at you. You who are looking like Christ, we want to study your life. We envy what you have. We long for that." And he asks the question, "Why do you want to gaze at the Shulamite as at the dance of heaven and earth?" In other words, well, let me read the rest of it. it'll make it more sense. Verse 1, he's still speaking here at the first part of this verse to the daughters of Jerusalem. Why should you gaze at the Shulamite as at the dance of heaven and earth? How beautiful are your feet in sandals, O prince's daughters. He's saying, don't you understand that because you are in union with me, because of my life in you, because you're in Christ, that you carry the same royalty that she does? Don't you understand that you don't have to spend your life gazing at spiritual heroes, longing and wishing that you could be like them, but feeling like you never can? So the closest you can ever get is to go hear them one more time at the conference, read their book one more time, listen to their tape one more time. And there's nothing wrong with that. Those things encourage us, but they shouldn't encourage us. Sometimes they can discourage us because we'll listen to what they went through to get there or whatever, and we step back and we go, that's not for me. I'll never get there. And yet what he's saying to her, this is my will for all of you. The same royal blood in her is in you. The same Christ that's in her, that's forming in her, is in you. And he says, how beautiful are your feet? And the word there literally is steps. Because remember what he just said, why do you want her to gaze at her as at the dance of heaven and earth? He said, your steps are beautiful to me. And if you've been around a while, we've taught Song of Solomon. Whenever the land of the biblical times was a very dusty place, and so they would wash people's feet all the time, because when you come out and you come back in, your feet would get dirty. When you wear sandals, your feet get dirty. That's even true here if you walk around a house with sandals. And so when you dance with sandals on, your feet are going to get dirty sometimes. And because that happens, that's what the enemy can use to convince us that I can't ever be a Shulamite, that my feet get dirty sometimes. But Jesus said in John 13, if you don't let me wash your feet, you have no dance with me, basically. He didn't say you have no part in me. He said you have no part with me. We can't do the dance together. I know your feet are going to get dirty. That's not a shocker to me. And part of the deal is you have to let me wash your feet, just like you have to put up with other people whose feet get dirty and you have to wash their feet. But what he affirms is he says, how beautiful you who are wanting to just gaze at her and wishing and envying that you could be like that. He said, I'm affirming to you how beautiful your steps have been, even though they've not always been perfect. I celebrate your steps. You see, that's what the Lord does. That's how the Lord draws us. There's not condemnation. Condemnation is just another form of witchcraft. It happens in the church every week, where people leadership manipulate and maneuver people to try to get them to go farther. And usually what it does is this causes more discouragement and despair. But I love this. So if that's you, maybe that's you, you think, well, I've just been around too long. There's just been too many steps into the mud. There's just been too many missteps. There's just been too much. And I just have to spend the rest of my life wishing the Shulamites would come closer so I could gaze on them again. Or maybe the Shulamite could lay a hand on me. Well, people can transfer anointings and stuff, but they can't transfer relationship. It's not robotic. It's personal. But what you need to hear is that he's thrilled with your attempt to dance with him. And he's saying that desire in you that's even attempted is enough to become a Shulamite yourself. Just get up and start dancing again. Because it's Christ who's the one who leads the dance. Just get up and keep going at it again, and I'll teach you. If you read through the Song of Solomon, by the time you get to chapter 6, there are several places of pretty significant failure on this Shulamite's part. But she never got up, stopped. She always got up, dusted off her feet, and started dancing again. So no matter where you've been, no matter how it's gone, what's going on, the invitation of our Solomon is stop gazing at others. He's not a respecter of person. The dance of heaven and earth, the Mahayim, is for you and for me. And if you've even attempted a dance, or if you've even desired to dance, that attempt and that desire represents the true you in Christ. And he affirms that. That's the real you. Go for it. It's for you too. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.